Go ahead and call this meeting to order of the TRPA Forest Health and Wildlife Committee. Do we need to get a roll call here?
Yes, I'll take roll. Mr. Cashman?
Thank you.
Here.
Mr. Woloshin?
Here.
Ms. Faustinos?
Here.
Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Mr. Hicks? Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Ms. Novosel?
Here.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Right. Thank you very much, Marja. Okay, on to approval of the agenda. Are there any changes for this agenda? Hearing none, I will take that as an approval. Discussion and possible recommendation for proposed amendments for the TRPA Code of Ordinances, Chapter 61, Section 61.3. And who's going to take this? That looks
Hi,
like
everyone.
Kat.
Yep.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Kat.
Good afternoon. Yes, so thank you, committee members, for having me. As you know, my name is Kat McIntyre. I'm the Forest Health Program Manager for the TRPA. Today, I'm going to be presenting on draft code language for proposed amendments to Section 61.3, Vegetation Protection and Management. Next slide, please. So just a refresher of what we are trying to do, the code update is looking to facilitate and promote, facilitate and promote increased pace and scale of vegetation management while promoting forest health, community safety, and resilient landscapes, all while protecting the environment. Ultimately, many of the changes that we've seen thus far are really to clarify code to be more user-friendly. Next slide, please. So getting into section 61.3, next slide. What does this section include? Currently, the section includes protections for old growth, stream environment zones, wildlife habitat and sensitive plant species, and historical resource protection. Next slide. As covered in our last committee meeting, these recommended areas for amendment have been refined through a collaborative process with partner agencies, including the Forest Service, Nevada Division of Forestry, CAL FIRE, Tahoe Fire and Fuels team, and are really looking to update the code language to reflect more current practices and language. Next slide. So starting in on the amendment recommendations, first you will see we have recommendations regarding historic and cultural resource protection. These edits are really minor, focusing mostly on streamlining and clarifying language within this section. Next slide. So to reference, if you look at page 217 of your packet, that's where we cover, you'll see the proposed actual code language changes. And these are the three most substantive ones. One is changing the title to reflect a more broad spectrum from just historic to historic and cultural. Another is reducing redundant references and deleting for clarity and streamlining. And then the last, we deleted paragraph 61.38B because this is redundant with another section in 67.3.1. Next slide. So this is again on page 217 of your packet. This is just giving you a quick snapshot of what that new language would look like. Next slide. Another area of potential amendments to this to 61.3 included standardizing various references throughout the subsection. So for example, right now in old growth tree removal sections, there's varying language, whether it's cut versus felled, treated, or removed. And we felt it was important to just standardize throughout all subsections within this as felled, treated, or removed. Another area where we're just trying to update and kind of standardize language is putting in place approval of qualified foresters instead of a qualified interdisciplinary team for old growth removal that meets ecosystem management goals. essentially a qualified forester is going to be the one that's making those decisions. It's not going to be a qualified interdisciplinary team. Next slide, please. So these, this group of potential code language can be found on pages 213 through 215 of your packet. And like I said, many of these are just standardizing language from the word cut to fell, treated, or removed for consistency. One that I want to point out that might be a little bit more substantive is the deletion of 61.37A4, which is tree removal for adverse impacts to stream and riverbed. The collaborative group that worked on these amendments felt that it was redundant with ecosystem management goals. And so by deleting it, it wouldn't mean that you wouldn't be able to remove old growth if it was adversely impacting a stream or riverbed, because that could fall under an ecosystem management goal. Next slide, please. Again, this is just giving you a snapshot of what these types of edits look like within the text. And again, this is on page 213 to 215 of your packet. Next slide. So another recommendation we discussed at our last committee meeting was including frozen ground operations in terms of tree removal and tree cutting within stream environment zones. So currently the language allows for oversnow activity, and the partners and staff felt that it was important to also include operations on frozen ground. This aligns us with the Lahontan Water Board regulations and also Forest Service practice in the basin. And oftentimes frozen ground is more stable than snow and less environmentally impactful in terms of getting work done. Next slide, please. So these edits can be found on page 209 of your packet. And essentially, walking through some of these very quickly, they're giving you the criteria and conditions that would need to be in place and approved by a qualified forester's judgment in order to actually do over snow or frozen ground with hard frozen soils, any kind of work in those. And so things like not sinking into the soil more than 2 inches for a distance of more than 25 feet, when appropriate for snow or over snow operations. And lastly, at the very bottom, you'll see that throughout the chapter, we changed language around perennial and intermittent streams to water courses, just to clarify and again, align and gain consistency with the regional water board language. Next slide. And again, this is just an example of what this looks like. I know this is a lot of text. If you want to dig into it more with detail, again, that's page 209 of your packet. Next slide. So the last amendment that we discussed in our committee meeting 2 months ago was around innovative technology and equipment use in SEZs for tree removal. So currently, tree cutting within SEZs that requires innovative technologies, it must be piloted and proven environmentally safe every time you use it. And so we felt that it's important that once an innovative technology is properly demonstrated to the TRPA, that it should become a viable option for all partners going forward, ensuring that it is, protecting all environmental standards that are in place. Next slide. So this is just a summary of what that looks like. We added language allowing previously piloted and approved innovative technology for tree removals in SEZs to be permitted for all permittees or partners once proven environmentally responsible. Next slide. And this is the actual code language. You can find this on page 210 of your packet. It says, once an innovative technology has been deemed acceptable by TRPA, all partners or permittees may utilize that technology. TRPA acceptability does not preclude requirements and prohibitions deemed necessary by the Regional Water Board. Next slide. And so with that, I hand it back to the committee for any kinds of comments or questions on the code language or any of the presentation you've seen today.
Great. Thank you, Kat. Really appreciate the presentation. So we'll start first with committee members. Are there any committee members who would like to speak? And if so, just go ahead and unmute yourself. I believe we can do it that way. I don't see anybody in the chat at this point, but I believe we will be able to unmute you. Are there any committee members out there?
Madam Chair, it's Jim Lawrence. I have a comment.
Please, Jim, go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you, Kat, for the presentation. It is really a comment and not a question. I'd want to appreciate the thought put behind the use of innovative technologies and then applying that basin-wide. Once those innovative technologies are proven, I think that is absolutely key to increase the pace and scale in the basin. If we want to incorporate best science into our practices and encourage innovative thinking, we shouldn't have a process where you just have to prove yourself time and time and time again. So we should be able to demonstrate that the science works. And if it does work, then apply it basin-wide. And if it doesn't work, then let's not apply it basin-wide. But no need to keep proving it time and time again. So I really appreciate the thought in bringing that forward as a recommendation.
Thank you, Jim. Any other committee members, or I'll open up to the any of the other panelists that have any questions for Kat? All right. I don't hear any. So what I think we will do now, unless I hear or see any, is that we're going to go ahead and go to public comment. So if any member of the public wishes to address the Forest Health and Wildlife Committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now in the GoToWebinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. We will wait for 2 minutes to give members of the public ample time to raise their hands. So we're going to go ahead and start that clock, and unless we see any, sorry, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I've got a hand raised. Steve Teixeira, I've unmuted you, and you can unmute yourself as well.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Forest Health Subcommittee. This is Steve Teixeira for the record. Just to commend staff and the people working on this and the comments from the committee over the last couple months. I think this is something that's been put together in part by the Tahoe Fire and Fuels team and other experts. So I think you're on solid ground with moving these amendments forward. Or should
Thank
I say
you,
frozen ground?
Right. Thank you, Steve. Any other comments from the public? Please raise your hand and we will give you an extra minute here.
Madam Chair, there are no other hands raised to make comment at this time.
Okay, well, then we will go ahead and close public comment at this point. Are there any further comments from the committee? I'm not hearing any. I just quickly say thank you, Kat, for the presentation. It sounds to me a lot of this is clarification and alignment with other regulations. So I appreciate all the work that the staff has done. It's an ongoing issue we have here with our wildfire committee is to make sure that we're in alignment with all the other regulations. So to be going over this and working diligently, I know it's a lot of work, and I appreciate everything the staff does. So with that,
it's Jim Lawrence. Just a question. I see the slide says looking for recommendation. So CAD or TRPA, are you needing a formal recommendation from this committee on direction?
The next slide is a motion to recommend this language to move forward.
Right. Are you going to volunteer that, Jim?
I think I just did, right? So
very good.
Yes.
Okay. Go for it.
I'll make a motion to approve the proposed code language for section 61.3 in attachment B and vegetation protection and management in chapter 61, vegetation management and forest health.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. So we have a motion. Any further discussion from the committee? Any comments or questions? If not, I'm going to pass this over to Marja for a roll call vote.
Mr. Cashman?
Aye.
Ms. Faustinos?
Aye.
Mr. Woloshin?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Ms. Novosel?
Yes.
And Madam Chair, that motion passes for recommendation.
Very good, thank you. Okay, so we're back over to public interest comments. If there's any member of the public that wishes to address the Forest Health and Wildfire Committee on an item not on the agenda, please raise your hand now. Go to webinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff. We will wait a minute or two again to give members of the public ample time to raise their hands. To address issues that we have not addressed.
Constance.
And I believe we have John Marshall. Okay. I do see that we have John Marshall trying to speak.
Is Joanne talking now?
No.
Where do you want to go first? I don't have control over it. So do you want John Marshall to speak, or is there someone from the public?
There is a member of the public with their hand raised. I'm going to go ahead and unmute her. Constance Spencer, go ahead.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all your hard work, first of all. I have a concern about forest health, and we have had bark beetle issues and have had to have two trees removed because of the bark beetle, which killed the trees. And this is becoming a very expensive item. And I don't know that you have an answer for this, but if you have any recommendations, I would appreciate it.
Thank you for those comments. At this moment, we're not allowed to, but what we probably can do, we can't answer your question, but we can certainly have you address staff, and we'll make sure somebody from our TRPA staff gets with you to discuss your issue there. Thank you very much. Are there any other hands raised?
There are no other hands raised to make public comment.
Okay, very good. So I'm going to close public comment this time. I believe, is John Marshall trying to jump in here?
Madam Chair, we have a technical issue with John's audio at the moment. So if we could take a pause, we're trying to get him reconnected so he can speak. Thank you.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Let's take a moment here to pause and see if we can get John connected. So everyone just hang out here for just a minute. And just to remind everybody, go ahead.
Madam Chair, Mr. Marshall said we can go ahead and you can proceed with wrapping up the committee meeting.
Very good. Very good. So we're on to item number 4, which is the committee member comments. Are there any committee member comments at this time?
Madam Chair, Jim Lawrence, real quick.
Yes, please.
Thank you. So a little bit of good news, you know, regarding funding, which is always a challenge in the basin. Much of the fuels work over the last decade has been funded through Southern Nevada land sales, referred to as SNPLMA. That program has been on hold, which is administered by the Bureau of Land Management, for about a year now while they review policies and procedures back in D.C. Through a lot of hard work and efforts from a lot of folks and a lot of pressure, I'm pleased to announce that SNPLMA, the next round, has been announced, meaning that funding can go forward and applications can be accepted by the Bureau of Land Management to fund hazardous fuels projects in the Tahoe Basin. So it's a great funding opportunity. It's been a little bit on hold. The program's been on hold for about a year and a half now, so I'm very pleased to report that it's back up and running, and hopefully we can see some dollars coming back into the basin.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. That's great news. Any other committee comments? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, various motions. I think I'll take Cindy's. Ms. Gustafson. Yes. All right. Marja, do we need a roll call or is it just a voice out?
That's just a voice, Madam Chair.
Great. Great.
Madam Chair, this is John Marshall. Yes. Can you hear me now?
Hi, John. We can. Thank you.
Okay. I know it was a plot to shut me up, but it didn't work.
Never.
Sorry. Plot against America. All right. Thank you.
Oh, did you have any other comments?
No, I was just making sure that the only comment I was going to make, Madam Chair, back then was really was a recommendation to move forward the proposal, not to approve the amendments. But since the committee can't take action to approve, we just need that. I was just going to focus on the motion in the staff report, not on the slide. But it's okay to. We're okay to move forward. Thank you.
Okay, so we're good on that motion because I believe the motion was a recommendation. So we're.
I just want to clarify that it's a recommendation, not a motion to adopt.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right, that has been clarified. Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll try not to muffle you too much anymore the rest of the day. So with that, we do have a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
All right. Yeah, please let everyone just say aye if you're ready. Okay. Opposed? All right. Motion carries. So we are adjourned at this time. We'll be